whoa.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's all I have to say to you right now is whoa.
I literally can't believe it. I mean, it's a miracle that we're.
Yeah.
I pulled it off.
16 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi guys. We're back.
Hey, how's it going? So nice to be back with you guys. We just got back from a pretty cool trip, y'all. My brain is fucking fried.
I know, mine too. Oh, you're talking about Des Moines?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Des Moines was cool, man. We went and saw the Flaming Lips, got to hang out with the boys. I want to say hello and thank you for the good times to the Brothers Green and all the Flaming Lips boys. That's also awesome. Like to say thank you to Jacob Cardwell, the sweet angel that kind of put that together for us.
He did.
Yeah, man. Having a good one. Happy to be back. Happy to be talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Jared, you got anything in your brain?
Let's just send it. I'll do the quote and let's just give it to the people.
I'm going to just fucking fail.
You eat the Pringle.
I've earned it.
All right. Advice. I don't have any advice. Stop aspiring and start writing. If you're writing, you're a writer. Write like you're a goddamn death row inmate and the governor is out of the country and there's no chance for a pardon. Write like you're clinging to the edge of a cliff, white knuckled on your last breath, and you've got just one thing to say. Like you're a bird flying over us all and you can see everything. And please, for God's sake, tell us something that will save us from ourselves. Take a deep breath and tell us your deepest, darkest secret so we can wipe our brow and know that we're not alone. Write like you have a message from the king. Or don't. Who knows? Maybe you're one of the lucky ones who doesn't have to.
Is that Bruce Springsteen?
It's Alan Watts.
Oh, cool. All right, man. Thanks, Alan.
Yep.
All right. We love you. Goddamn. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy it.
Bye.
But so as I'm doing that, like it's so hard to find the Bible on the internet. So I had to download an app.
That's a lot of work for that information.
Yeah. Download an app. And then within 10 seconds, it's like trying to sell me shit. Like.
They look around every corner.
Dude. So consumerism, that's where my head went for that. I mean, and don't get me wrong, man. I love that I can buy anything I want.
I like the idea of a Bible salesman.
Yeah. So that's what I did. Yeah. So I like wrote down is like selling Bibles, man. Like not now they're selling me ads while I'm trying to read.
What was the ad for?
Like
Listerine?
That was like cloud storage. It's like trying to get me to buy 50 gigs of something.
Reading the eternal scriptures of Christianity.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, take it with you everywhere. We'll download the entire Bible into the cloud. And then for 99 cents a month, you can have it. Yeah.
The subscription plan is killing me right now, man. I don't understand it like that cool video app that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to give you $50 a year? Can I just give you a clean hundo and our work is done here? They're just constantly draining my fundage.
Vampires.
They sneak it in there too, man. And they make it hard for you to cancel.
Man. Never find the end subscription thing.
It's really annoying to me.
It's good to be back. Shout out Daniel. Daniel Calvert. Wanted to give that one for...
Hi, Dan. How you doing? Why are you shouting him out, man?
That kind of message, worried about our personal health. It was good. Everything's good. We're fine. I'm fine. How are you feeling?
I feel good, man. It's going. He was like, you all right, man? Everything good at home? You look a little strung out, man.
It's just the lighting, man. So in my fanny pack, I brought shades this week so you guys can't tell where I'm at.
Yeah. If and when you're barbecued.
You just leave it up to you. Fanny pack is dope, dude. It also... not quite perfect.
What's in there?
Perfectly holds a Topo Chico. Right in there, dude.
Did you? That was premeditated, man.
I found out that it fit, and I was like, well, I need a Topo for when the time is right.
Oh, the games we play, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Here's a fun game.
So I'm hydrated. I'm good. What's up?
Recently, I've been pretending that everyone can hear my thoughts.
Oh, nice. That's a fun game to play.
But if you take it real far, some psychedelic shit happens.
Okay, give me more.
You just start seeing how slimy you are.
Okay.
When you literally pretend like everyone can hear what you're thinking, it's not like you have to be the principal of your own mind, but it shows you how your projections color the waters around you.
Can you give me an example?
It happens a lot while I'm working. I'll just be thinking, look at that guy's stupid face over there.
Is that like when we're at the drum shop? Are you thinking that about me? All right.
I can almost tell there's an edge there. So I'm like, oh shit, he can hear what I'm thinking. And I can change it up to be like, that guy's got really cool sunglasses, man.
Okay.
It just leads me to being nice to people.
So your thoughts make you just be nicer to them?
Well, the idea that they can hear my thoughts.
It cleans you up.
It helps clean your game up, man.
That you be naked with your thoughts.
Right, but then I forget I'm playing that game and then I'm just nice to people.
Well, yeah, that's a good filter to run it through.
It is.
Right.
And you should try it, man.
You're on that thing of like serve everybody, love everybody.
Love everybody, serve everybody, don't make life about yourself, yada yada, you get it.
So if you run it through a filter of even deeper, okay, they can read my thoughts.
Right, and just pretend like your thoughts are on a loudspeaker.
Yeah, it's pretty.
The NASDAQ scrolling, the Dow Jones ticker.
Yeah, it's a pretty clean way to do it because, man, honestly, I think at the end of the day, it's that way already. We just don't know it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So it's not consciously aware that that's what's happening. So if you play the game of knowing that you're creating it with your energies, then that's really cool. Yeah.
But then you start it. It switches to where like you can read everybody else's thoughts.
Okay. But like when we were in Des Moines, when that Quick Trip guy didn't like you, how did that make you feel? Were you doing that? Because you didn't like him either.
Well, I liked him. I just didn't like his reaction to me being friendly.
Yeah.
I didn't even say anything that bad to him.
No. I just watched the interaction and I could feel it.
Yeah, he was bummed out, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how. What, it was very late at night.
Sure, it's us. It's like 4 a.m.
Yeah, it was 4 a.m. and he wouldn't have any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't very friendly. He did the Quick Trip script of hi, because, you know, they have to.
Yeah.
Have a nice day later on. Get out of here, punk.
So were you trying to get him to read your thoughts of like, hey, dude, just be cool. I'm just a person here buying a donut.
And I'm over here like, hey, man, whatever's going on in your personal life.
We get it. It
doesn't have to be gross right now.
Right.
We can be friendly. Right. We can connect.
Wouldn't have any of it.
Which was fine.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've been there. You've been there. There's times in life when you're just like, I have to go to work now to keep doing my thing, but I'm not feeling like connecting with people.
It is a little irritating to me. No, well, not really irritating, but having to let people play their game. When it's just like, hey, man, because I realize how silly the whole thing is. What are you so worked up about, man?
Totally.
Get him off the floor. What? Come on.
Ease into it.
You're going to have to do it anyway. So why are we struggling here?
That's totally true. Like what's the old saying on that you like koans, like the before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment.
What are you going to do?
Chop wood and carry water.
Exactly. Yeah. You're on the planet, dude. Mm-hmm. Be human. Well, I just think it's funny. It's not really funny, but you know, it kind of makes me sad. Like, man, if you would just relax that thing in your mind that's telling you that I'm going to be a disgruntled Quick Trip employee. Mm-hmm. He's actively doing that. It's not like he's...
Of course.
He's putting effort into doing that.
Sure.
So I'm like, man, what's even cooler, and it's totally free, is being nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, energy takes... Just like water, right? The path of least resistance. So training yourself to keep a positive mindset or keep a negative mindset becomes the natural flow of your thoughts, right? So he's in a rut. I don't think, not to project onto this poor guy, I really don't think it was you. And I think that's what you sensed is like, hey man, I sense that you're pissed off about something in life right now. And I'm literally just trying to say hi.
Right? I'm just trying to be like, hey man, smile at me. Because it's free and it's fun and it makes you feel good. I don't ever feel like I'm expending energy when I'm happy, but when I'm pissed off, it makes me tired.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Isn't there science on frowning and smiling? Like one's more, uses more calories and causes more wrinkles. And
right. It's a frowning.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I have a frown.
A frown?
Yeah, it's a funny word. I don't know if I have a frown habit. I just go straight face.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the corners down.
Your face is pretty disgruntled, but it's passive.
I have the resting pitch face.
Yeah, we weren't your feelings. But
at this point in our relationship,
relationship?
Yeah. I don't think there's a whole lot you could say to me that would offend me.
You don't think so? You don't like the really hairline try. Jokes.
But they're funny.
Sometimes.
I'm getting old, man.
They're easy. That's why it's getting old. Oh.
I'm a grotesque mound of... What is
What does Alan Watts call it? A tube.
a tube.
Yeah. You know, I'm always calling it like sack of meat, like for a ghost driving a meat sack. Yeah, Alan Watts, like a tube.
A mouth with a ganglion.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of tubes wandering around.
Yeah, I didn't know how cool Iowa was going to be, man.
That was fun, dude.
It was a lot of
fun. It was fun. We went up to Des Moines and we saw the Flaming Lips.
It was really cool, man.
That was a blast with Jake. And yeah.
Here's what I love about Iowa the most. They had a billboard that said, fragile, babies are fragile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do we need to be reminded that babies are fragile?
Okay, because you made me make a note of that.
Fragile babies, dude.
And I know where you're going with it.
We're all kind of fragile.
See,
babies.
You're taking this so deep. Man. Okay, let me gotta rewind. What?
Let's go first.
No, I want to know what the actual billboard was for.
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't
about.
Even know.
No, it just said babies are fragile.
That's all it said.
Yeah, and it just had a baby and a blanket.
It wasn't like brought to you by or next exit or.
No, it was like a warning, like a Surgeon General's warning.
What?
Babies are easy to break.
They're like for like a public safety warning.
Yeah, like, man. Like people, don't click like your baby your in a dryer. Belt. Man,
brush your teeth.
Click it or ticket.
Babies are fragile.
Babies are fragile.
No, dude.
Swear to God.
Okay. Now I'm understanding why you wanted me to write that down.
Right. I'm like, who are they talking to here?
Okay. No, no.
If they're aiming that at a certain person, the person that they're aiming that at is never going to care.
They can't even read. Why would they?
Right. Yeah. Maybe you don't know that they babies can read.
Fragile, you can't read.
It's just like a nice reminder of like, hey, man, you can't clothesline your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. No backyard wrestling with the 9-month-old.
Wow.
Somebody was really motivated to say that. There must be some like high incidences.
Yeah. That costs like $2,000 a month to have a billboard.
Yeah. It's somebody pulling a baby out of a dryer.
Who's funding that? Who's worried about it?
Do we have to remind people that babies are easily damaged?
Apparently.
Well, but then it got me thinking like, hold on, man. Maybe we're all fragile babies.
We are. Let's go deeper.
I think it's really funny when you just imagine old people as just old babies.
Yeah. Some people it's easier to see than others. It's great.
Because you can cut through a whole lot of adult bullshit. Mm. You're just like, that's just a baby that's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Just waddling around.
I don't think people grow up. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
They just get more serious about their game.
So they sew the mask on.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm not taking it off, bro.
Nope.
You remember that guy that fucking cut me off on the highway, man? That one trucker?
Oh, my God.
4 miles.
Oh, my God. What did you say that made me laugh so hard? Trucking and fucking.
Trucking and cucking.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way across the USA, man.
Yeah.
4 miles.
For miles.
Nobody for miles. And then my innocent Subaru
2019.
Outback. Innocent looking.
Uh-huh.
Docile.
Here we come. Just listen to some hip hop.
Yeah. Babies are fragile. That's what that car is.
Yeah, here we are. We're fine. You used your blinker. You never use your blinker.
Yeah, I know. I'm a nice guy. Pops out of nowhere to cut me off.
Yeah.
It was almost like he was laughing, carving a hash mark in the dashboard.
Yeah. Got another
fucking
one.
Hunting knife.
Yeah. Sons of bitches.
And hating his way all around the world.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I've never been an over the road trucker, but I can imagine you get bored.
You've been getting it lately, man. The Quick Trip guy, the trucker.
It's because I'm like radiating, like, I love you, man.
Yeah.
And it's silly.
Yeah. Like, so the subconscious sentiment is turning against you of like, kill it. Kill it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. I fucking hate my ex-wife and I hate you too, man.
You shouldn't. Yeah. You shouldn't exist.
Here's the thing. I want to give everybody a hug.
Right. Right. People aren't ready for that.
Yeah, I don't care how gross and dirty you are or how many skin tags the size of Doritos you have hanging off of you.
Oh, really? You'll give them a hug? Where do you draw the line? We kiss some feet?
That depends on the hoof, man. It depends on the hoof.
Does it?
Listen, sometimes feet have a wang to them.
What about Maharaji?
I would kiss the foot of someone that I thought they could make my brain go into spirals.
So it's a selfish thing. You have a selfish basis on if you'll kiss him.
Selfishly, I'm just like, listen, this is a really silly game we're playing here, man.
Right.
But the feet thing is weird. Okay. It's a lot of nerves in the feet.
Sure.
A lot.
Yeah.
And they say, I don't know, man. They say walking barefoot in the grass does.
Grounding.
Yeah, you just dump all your anxiety energy out of the ground. It's like the same thing with working, doing jumping jacks.
Well, sure, man.
Or whatever, go for a run.
Yeah, I've been on that lately. Like the Holy Trinity, when I was out laying in the grass reading the Bible. Just thinking about that. And for me, it really translates to mind, body, and soul.
Right.
And yeah, that's what it has to be, right?
Right, but I've never had all three rocking.
Same.
Right, but no. You know, if I can have the mind and body, but my
soul is dark.
Yeah, my soul is dark as a truck stop toilet.
Right.
Or I'm feeling spiritually cool and my body's doing all right.
Yeah. You're super tired or whatever.
Right. I mean, how do you get all three firing on?
I don't know. Like lately for me, I've definitely been like just looking at it written down. I'm definitely soul and mind. For me, it's body. Just tired.
You're neglecting one of them.
Tired and also not getting the meditation and the exercise time that I want and need. So there's always something out of balance for me. How does balance look like?
Well, you have to adjust your schedule, man.
Yeah.
I try to get up at 4 a.m. and meditate, but after a year and a half of doing that, I just know I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So what I'll do on my drive to work is I'll meditate.
You use car time?
I don't even turn the radio on. It's completely silent.
Oh, do you just do that?
And I breathe.
That's cool.
Yeah, and a lot of times I'll pop in the AirPods.
Yeah.
And I listen to binaural beats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, and so there's
certain frequency.
There's a low frequency and a high frequency, and your brain creates one in the middle.
Oh, okay. It plays mix master.
Kind of, but the two tones are just straight tones, and then your mind does this oscillating tone in between.
Finds the harmony.
Right. And it'll go wah, 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 and you'll start hearing it.
Uh-huh.
And if you do it long enough, you can't help it. You get put into that vibration.
Okay.
There's certain frequencies that relate to certain moods. So
moods. Okay.
Right. The app is hilarious. They have one called like Morning Joe.
Yeah.
Or they have one called Herbal Meditation.
Nice.
They're funny names, man. But it works. It works for me. But I think if you write off a lot of this stuff as poo poo.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You have to be open and let it work.
It's anything.
I just think you have to make it work.
Yeah, the magic is in you.
Right, man. The more I relax, the more I'm like, let's just try this out. Like the more it works. It really does, because you turn into that frequency.
Okay.
Right. Well, what do they call those things that hook up to your head? The sensors, the EEG?
Maybe.
Right. But those states, you can see it on a graph. They have a certain frequency. It's really cool, man, but you have to adjust your schedule to fit this kind of stuff in.
Yeah. Time management. That's not very happy fun smiles, dude.
No. No, dude. But here's the thing. You can be a hippie all you want, but you still have to know where to put your shoes in the morning.
Yeah.
You just... My diet is the thing that's real screwy with me.
Oh, yeah. You've been exercising a lot, so you got that.
I haven't exercised at all.
So that's messed up, too.
Right. But I also look at my Apple Watch fitness tracker thing, and it's like, oh, you're crushing it. So do you have to, like, set aside time to have, like, I am doing a workout?
Probably not as much as you think.
So you have to have a, what am I trying to say here? An intentional time to work out?
Kind of, yeah. Or play a sport. Just 30, at least 30 minutes of where your heart is elevated.
Oh, okay. I get it. Like, you're getting it for 30 minutes.
Like, when we were playing catch the other day.
Right.
Like, once we got there and it was hot outside and, like, we were playing catch, if do that for 30 minutes, that count as, like, a very mild workout.
Right. Here's the thing. I'm not going to get on a stationary bike. I'm not going to stand on a treadmill.
You have to find something that stimulates you mentally.
I'm like a dog. I have to have a ball to chase.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to run now, but I could never run on a treadmill. I mean, I've done miles on treadmills, but I hate it. I don't watch TV at home. So like, I can't run inside on a treadmill and watch television.
Do you think it's like that thing where you have to push your body, and then after that, there's that like meditation phase?
No, man. Like trail, even just jogging or walking the dog for me, like getting in the woods and elevating your heart. There's a spot where you like go into some kind of samadhi where you're cracking through everything. It's like a trip of its own. So there's a moment in, and the only person I've ever really connected with on this is Vince as far as like the trance. There's like a
runner's high or something.
I guess that's probably what it is. Yeah. But see, I think it would be different for everybody depending on where you are or what you're looking for. But for me, it's kind of like a thought filter evaluator of what matters.
Right. Because your brain's doing these things while you're working out.
Yeah.
I've never tried to watch my brain while I'm working out.
I think you have to kind of hate yourself to be a runner.
Really?
Yeah. So what you're doing is you get to the point of when it starts to suck, you have to go into...
I'm a filthy, fat piece of shit.
No. You have to go into like a trance to let the body operate. I think being a drummer helped me understand running too, because I don't usually run with music. So you find the tempo with your footfalls and your breath. And like I can find that rhythm, that cycle where everything's falling. And then I check out of it. I leave the body part because, you know, you have 7 miles to go. You remove the entire body part, right? And then you're literally just left with your thoughts. So you're there to just evaluate what's going on, because the last thing you want to do is think about how much you need to breathe right now. So to get away from how much it sucks to run 10 miles, you can really think about some stuff.
So it's almost like a meditation.
It is. It's an active meditation. And it doesn't have to be running. I'm not nerding out on running. It can be anything you like. Fencing.
Yeah, listen, I've never met one person in my life that was a fencer. Have you ever?
I think Anna's did fencing.
Well, really?
Yeah.
She's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Talking about the vibration stuff we were talking about a minute ago.
Yeah.
The binaural beats.
Uh-huh.
Do you know a lot about the ohm sound?
Is that a certain frequency?
Yeah.
432.
32,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the healing frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. The sun. Did you know that the sun, that's what the frequency is?
What does
is?
That mean?
I don't know if they're measuring the light or whatever, the overall scope, but it's the noise the sun's making.
Mm-hmm.
It's 432 hertz.
The sun is making a noise?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think NASA, ironically enough, has these things you can listen to what planets sound like.
Okay. So the sun is emitting a specific frequency.
Yes. Again, everything vibrates.
Yes.
At a certain frequency. Yes. Right. And that the sun vibrates at that frequency.
Or at least it emits that frequency.
Right. We don't really know.
Yeah. You can't say it vibrates at it.
Right. But we have tools to measure. That's what the frequency coming off that thing is.
Yeah.
And...
Or at least one of the...
Right. That. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah. Let's not pick it apart, man. But when you do the ohm...
Okay. Do the ohm for me.
Ohm.
Ohm.
Right. I mean, you got to put your tongue to the top of the...
I can hear that. You were doing a little more nasally.
Right. It's like the ohm. Right, man. I'm trying to vibrate my skull up to my freaking third eye up there.
Okay.
I really am.
So
I think that's the point of this whole thing, is to vibrate that thing until it wants to play ball.
You're trying to crack open your egg, your brain?
Yeah, your third eye.
Yeah.
Did you know the eye has rods and cones?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Isn't that insane?
What does it mean, man?
Yeah, like all the hippie granola chicks on Instagram.
Did you say granola chicks?
Yeah.
Wow.
They paint the eye right there.
Yeah, yeah. Like rave girls?
Yeah, they paint the eyeball right there above their forehead. They put like a diamond on it.
Yeah, you're just catching on to this?
Yeah, man. I didn't know that was a literal eyeball there. Isn't that fucking nuts, man?
Yeah.
Right, and that's not common knowledge?
No, I don't think it's common knowledge.
Yeah, and then we have all the conspiracy people.
But
fluoride and shit, you know.
Yeah, fluoride calcifies on it. And then there's like another rumor that nicotine is one of the only things that like prevents it. And that's why there's such a push to just ban smoking. And they can, anyway,
whole thing.
Yeah. It's a whole, there's, you know, people.
Yeah. And there's this fun thing I've been saying lately, like ohm is home.
Oh, ohm.
Yeah. Tune your body to that thing, dude.
So that's the frequency of the sun, because the sun is
right.
The sun is home.
Right. So if you do that for like 20 minutes, weird shit starts happening.
Like what? Give us an example.
I'm not saying like psychic visions or anything like that, but you feel pretty crazy.
What do you mean? You feel pretty crazy? Is it just, are you pretty crazy?
You feel like your whole body's vibrating.
What?
It's nuts. You know that feeling you have when your leg falls asleep?
Yes.
it's like that, but pleasant, and you can feel it throughout your whole body.
Mm.
It's very pleasant.
And you do this while you're driving?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'll do it for like 30 minutes the whole way.
And you're just tripping, vibrating, flying down the highway.
And when I pull up to the job site and I take the shit off, I'm like, I'm fucking high right now. I feel nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like when you take them off, like your ears are like coming back to reality. And like you start doing weird shit like wang, 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 wang.
You're readjusting.
Yeah. It's weird shit.
Yeah.
It's weird shit. It's like you're coming back into the matrix and you're like, oh, fuck, what just happened?
How much of this do you think is your experience or everyone's? Would it happen to me?
I welcome anyone. Anyone. Just do it. Mm. 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh. Send it right up. Right up the old third boy.
Your third boy.
Yeah, right up there.
You gotta picture it.
Right. Well, they say there's...
That's the secret.
They say there's an angle to it. It's right between the forehead and then up 30 degrees.
Okay.
And that's...
Up and back.
Well, no, not like back and left, like Kennedy.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Yeah. You think that's why the Hindis they put that dot right there, man?
I don't know. So it's the G spot of the mind.
It is.
Right.
Yeah, and they say if you can crack that fucking thing open,
yeah.
If you can start using that thing, you get endogenous DMT blast, little homie.
Oh man.
Right.
You're just doing it all day.
Right. And then you get psychic vision.
Okay.
Right. I believe
what's psychic vision look like?
It's like this crystal ball shit, man. Like you can kind of see the tide of the universe.
Wouldn't you get bored?
I don't know. It's a pretty cool party, man.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm not saying like you could use your powers to go buy lottery.
Well, you wouldn't. Well, yeah.
But you could see in the future a little bit, maybe.
You're just speculating here. Well, there's no
limit. There's no limit. There's an unlimited amount of powers that you could have
inside of my third eye.
Right. Imagine seeing the world like a dog does.
I can get there. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the dog seeing the world like a human, like, holy fuck.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so the shitty gear that we're working with here that we think is cool.
Uh-huh. The hardware I'm working with.
Right. You got a whole another telescope up there, homeboy.
So what? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Just in that one little doohickey guy?
Yeah, but it doesn't last very long. And when it's over, I'm like, God damn it. I want to keep doing that.
What?
Well, you can't walk around all day doing that.
The ohm thing.
Yeah, no, because you look like a fucking psycho, man. But I think everyone's a little bit crazy, man. Tell me who's sane, please.
One sane person?
Yeah, one person. What is sane?
Hmm.
There's got to be dudes out there named Sane. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what I'm saying? Sane.
Right, but if you were, who is a sane person? I couldn't point you in the right direction.
That's a hard pause, man.
I'm searching my catalog, man. Alex Trebek, maybe?
Who?
Alex Trebek.
You think he's pretty grounded?
I think he does some dirty partying backstage.
I could see that.
I feel like he does some gnarly shit back there, dude. You know, like
maybe
some expensive scotches, some of the Bolivian Bam Bam.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit every now and then.
Right. But it's never his.
I don't think he's same, man. No, he's never his.
No.
Yeah, it's Alex Trebek, bro. I don't think people know how much of a celebrity he is because when he came out with throat cancer, the world rallied.
Did they? Well, I mean, he's daytime big time.
Yeah, they didn't do that for Pat Sajak.
Daytime big time, baby.
They didn't do that for Pat Sajak, little homie.
Who's Pat Sajak?
The Wheel of Fortune guy.
Oh, man. He's pretty big time. He's nighttime big time.
Well, Wheel of Fortune's daytime, bro.
I don't do TV, but...
But God, I'm just saying Trebek is royalty.
Yeah.
If I was going to say someone was sane, probably him.
That guy?
But I got a feeling he's not.
Yeah, he's got to be a wild man.
Me thinks.
No one in the industry is sane.
the industry. Everyone's
crazy.
You
know what I'm saying? The industry of like entertainment industry.
Yeah. Speaking of the entertainment industry, how sweet were those Flaming Lips boys?
They're amazing people.
Yeah, it got me thinking about strangers.
What
is a stranger? Because I think that's for children.
Like a fear thing? Back to tribal, is that where you're going with it?
Don't talk to strangers. You have to. You have to. Because there's buzzards around every corner.
Right.
You have to slap that into your childhood. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be safe.
Sure. Be safe.
Because you also want to teach them how to be nice. Love everybody and be nice. Yeah. But back to the whole strangers thing. Is like I didn't know these guys. But you guys are more familiar with them. I know Jake's known him for a while.
No, I've made drum kits for them with Jake, but I'd never met them. But yeah. So they were strangers to me as well.
Right. I'm not going to lie here. I mean, I was a little bit nervous because this was my first green room experience.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And you're a fan.
Right. Well, I remember on the way up there, I was like, I'm going to be cool.
I knew it was your first time like ever getting a hang, but I didn't know. I forgot that you're a
fan.
But
I'm not like, listen, they're just dudes doing cool stuff.
Aren't we all? Right.
But there's not like that. These people are God's mentality, man. They're just people, man.
Totally. But they're also strangers.
Right. But then, you know, it's like there's Steven and now we're drinking tequila and pickle juice together.
Yeah, we drank from the pickle juice.
And we were instant homies.
Of course.
It was weird.
Brothers.
Right. Right. The brothers Green, those sweet boys.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nick and Matt, man.
We locked in immediately.
Yes.
And had like deep conversations
right off the bat
about our families.
So how does that work?
You get to a certain age and I just don't think strangers is a thing anymore.
Because you've lived enough life to know that like...
Everyone is the exact same.
Yeah.
Shake the bag up a little bit different and this one's, you know...
But real recognize real. So it's like...
Right. I don't know if I really don't know if I know a stranger.
Right. Or if I'm missing just a couple of variables, tell me a little bit of the mix up and then I'll be able to see where you're at pretty quick.
What does it mean to be a stranger?
I don't know. I think the idea of like the fear like thing you were saying is...
Do you think it's a fear thing?
Well, it just translates back to tribal with staying within your people because outside is different or banding together or conquering as opposed to unifying. But I think that's kind of a myth projected onto us to keep us from unifying because unity is the answer for anything. Like if we were to take over, we could take over the planet Earth, right?
I mean, like Area 51, man.
What's that? Area 51. Yeah. See, that's a beautiful analogy. Exactly. Like there is nothing we can't do though, if we band together. So you plant the seed that out there is strangers, out there is bad, out there is terrorists, out there is not even just in people, but mosquitoes that give you babies with weird heads. Like
the people that need to be reminded that babies are fragile.
Right. So fear is control and separation and fear of others keeps us playing that game of competition. Of look at me, I'm better than you. That way I'm not working together with you because if we work together, we're unstoppable. But if we work alone, that's easy, dude. That's easy peasy. Get you trapped, get you looking at the TV, get you whatever. I mean, I love these things. Don't get me wrong. I love buying shit on Amazon. My favorite game is to not know what's there when I driving home and like I show up and
a bottle of NyQuil the night before.
Oh, totally. Secret Santa, baby. Yeah. I love that. But you see what I'm saying?
Right. I just don't feel like I could run into a stranger anymore, man.
Well, that's good because you're breaking the game. You're realizing that like we're all...
I don't know when the change happened though, man.
Oh, okay. Has it been your whole life? You never...
Oh, no, dude. I definitely believe in strangers big time.
Big time? Well, there's that old saying, right? Like you can describe a person as he never met a stranger. So are you like taking on that quality?
I think so, man. But you know, listen, I can just make people laugh at the thing I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Listen, I think my projection, and it's not coming from an ego standpoint. Like I think I project a certain frequency and it has some volume.
How much of that do you think comes from just simply being aware of it?
A lot of it.
Right.
Well, and the fact that I have an open heart. And not because I want to love you for me, but just like, hey, this is really awesome if you want to come play.
Right. And even in back to an open heart, why do you have an open heart? It's because you think it. It's the only reason. It's not just something magically happened. It's like you thought that.
And I'm not saying I'm cranked up on love all the time, man.
Of course not.
Listen, there's no doubt in my mind. Listen, I said some real pirate talk to that trucker that cut us off. But at the end of the day, I love him because that's funny.
It was impressive. Impressive pirate talk.
And get me on the road, man.
You do. It brings out the best in you.
Right. But I don't really mean it, man. Because like, listen, if I got out of the car, I'd give him a hug. Like, I'm sorry, you crazy methed up trucker.
I don't think that's how it would go down.
Here's the thing: like, when my kid's freaking out, I just tell her I love her, and she stops.
I've also seen that not be the case.
Can you imagine like a pissed off, methed up, knife wielding trucker, and you're just like, "Listen, man, I love you. I love you."
Are you saying some Mike Tyson shit to you?
Oh, man. But listen, it's like pulling my pants down and trying to have him fight me. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. But listen, I've never had a situation where someone was trying to stab me.
It's not fun.
Right. I had a gun stuck in my face one time, but I was also hallucinating very hard. So.
Questionable deal, yeah.
Right. Shout out Troy Gigan for the karate chop.
Love you, Troy.
Right. Saved my skull piece that evening.
I was in a van with that guy for a month.
Right. He literally came out of nowhere like some sort of a protective falcon and literally karate chopped this junkie's gun out of his hand and beat him with it for a while.
He knows kung fu.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Troy.
Right. But listen, this is a long time ago. But eating acid and mushrooms a lot
at
the same time, the gun was kind of warping.
Right. You were just... Was this in your time at NASA?
Right.
Okay.
I was in flight school.
Right.
Right. But I wasn't even like mad at the guy. I was just... It was more sad of like, man, you're really confused. You're really confused about what's going on around here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what I did to piss him off.
I think it was something about his girlfriend, right?
Yeah. I was just looking at some art on a wall, but she was like from me to Jake over there.
Yeah.
Right. But for whatever reason, it was weird. He was smacked up in his weird junkie coma. He thought we were hooking up.
Sure.
Right. I mean, enough of that. But, you know, that guy was definitely a stranger, though.
Was he a stranger?
Right. I mean, I felt like I knew him. I just wanted to give him help.
You didn't give him a hug and tell him you loved him?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know.
That's not how that went down?
No. I mean, listen.
If the trucker had a gun, you were going to give him a hug and tell him?
Right. Well, listen. It was my first go around with the...
Now you know how you'd react.
Right. Yeah.
So you're saying if you could go back in time to this story, you would just give the guy a hug and tell him you loved him when you had the gun in your face? No? Doesn't play out that way?
No. I mean, listen, get the gun away from him first, you know.
Before you could tell
him. Right. After, you know, maybe beat him up just beat him up a little bit with it, you know.
Then you could let him.
Right. Then I'd be like, listen, man, you almost killed me back there.
Once you let Troy kick him and they didn't have the gun, then you could be like, I love you.
Right.
Like, give me a hug.
What's going on here?
Give me a big bear.
You pick cuddly gunman.
Then at that point, all he can do is wrestle you, and you know Troy already got him once. Yeah. Yeah.
What a...
Yeah.
What a crazy night that was. Strangers, man. Do you have anybody that hates you?
I am sure they exist. Most of them secretly, but...
Listen, this isn't beefing up Chris's ego hour here, but I don't hate anybody. I don't either.
No, I don't either.
It doesn't,
honestly.
It doesn't really live in my body.
Yeah. There's like, I can't even... Whenever I read something like that or like, think about enemies or things of that nature, it's always, I have nothing to base it off of.
Right, man. I just feel bad for these fragile babies.
It's kind of back to the scorecard thing. It's like a deeper level of scorecard. Like when people get enough marks on your scorecard, then you move them over to this magic category of like, fuck you category. I don't have anybody over there.
I've never really, people have done me wrong, but I've never really hated them.
Yeah.
It was really more of like that's a bummer, man, that you did that because now we can't be friends.
Yeah, I think my dad's ex-wife, so my stepmom formerly, I think she probably hates me. Remember her, Darcy?
Vaguely, but I remember your stepsister, bro.
Oh, yeah, Danny. That's weird. Shout out, Danny.
Yeah, I don't know. Why does she hate you? Because you got real with her and she wasn't ready for it?
No, I think...
Was this back when you were an angry young man?
Yeah, definitely. But I really do think that it was for her, I was a symbol of...
Why the relationship wasn't working?
No, a life that my dad had before she was there. So I was like, she resented me from that, I think.
She didn't know ahead of time?
Of course, man. Yeah. Totally.
Did you forget, lady?
Simple. One of those things in life where it's not you, it's the other person. And that's when you think about it, especially when you're talking about strangers and love and all this hugging people with guns and stuff.
Cuddly gunman.
Or the guy at Quick Trip.
I just wanted him to have a nice day, man. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
I really did. But
sometimes they're not ready to hear that. Right.
Yeah. And it's really cool when you live in the zone of trying to love everybody and serve everybody. Like on the way back home, we wanted coffee really bad.
Yes, we did.
Right. And I made the proclaim early on that, what did I say? Real deal, mon pa, Iowa shit. Like the real deal, Iowa shit.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the morning after, when we're all waking up from our deliriums, we ended up at Casey's.
Mm-hmm. We walked around the Casey's.
Yeah. I took like three laps.
I stared at that breakfast pizza like, yeah.
Right. And I did like that elective. I did that boss move of like, this ain't the answer, bro.
And I was so sad. Remember me? I was like, you don't want the pizza?
Right. No, but I was like curating the experiences, you like to say.
You were.
Right. So we drove back north towards Des Moines. Yeah. I knew immediately, dude, there was that guy in there with duct tape flip flops on.
There was. He was sleeping.
Right. I mean, God bless him. Yeah. But it was like, listen, this ain't the vibe, man.
Okay.
Right, same mom, pa, shit. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it might be like your junkie cousin over there and your career bad decision factory uncle, but you know.
Right.
Right. So we drove 15 minutes back north.
The wrong way.
On a whim.
On a whim.
On a whim. And got some real ma and pa shit.
Is that place called Social Club Coffee?
Yeah, man. Which also attached to a post office.
Which was also attached to a gift shop.
Which was also attached to their house.
Was also attached to a horse courtyard.
Right, where their family was riding horses around.
They were.
Right, now tell me, how much more ma and pa does that get?
You created that reality.
Well, I mean, just if you try to live in that zone of love everybody, serve everybody, and you make a simple request like that, just for me, my experience recently, everything just kind of clicks.
Let it fall, lean into it.
Right, the more that I want everyone around me to have a good one, the more the universe gives me these little nuggets.
It really does work it that way.
Right. It's funny, man.
It's crazy.
It's like the universe give me a little kiss on the forehead. Like, mm-hmm. Here you go, sweetie. Keep doing the work. Here's the post office, house, bakery.
Yeah.
You've been dreaming of.
I'm glad you used that story because I've been on a thing about just reading about words that don't have English translations. Or like ineffable things.
Right.
And one of them is a Japanese word. I think it's Japanese. Of yugen. And it's like the sad realization. Once you understand things and how they work, there's like a beautiful sadness to it. And your story kind of does that. Like when you really step back and look at the whole thing of like us going there and finding the social coffee club. And you got chicken noodle soup. There's a kid on a horse. And like you manifested that moment.
Yeah.
There's just like this kind of like beautiful sadness to those little moments. Like,
right. Because if everybody knew that there was.
Right. What do they describe it as? Like watching a boat go over the sunrise. Just those beautiful moments of like watching that girl come around the hill on the horse and like the grandma being worried that the young horse was going to bite my fucking arm off. She was like, no, hippie, don't go over there.
Right. I noticed that young horse kept presenting to us. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Did you pick up on it, man?
No.
Like crazy?
You were pretty excited about it.
I was like, look, man, that horse wants some action.
And then the other one that
animals need love too, man.
Other one that comes to mind with the words thing that ties me back into estrenar is Spanish. And it's the thing of like whenever you do something for the first time. It doesn't have to be like that. Like, it doesn't be like a sexual thing.
It's whatever, man.
I know, of course. And you were going to think that right away.
Well, I just talked about that horse showing it.
You did.
It's a horse vagina to
you
us.
Did. And that would be a first for you. So we.
It was kind of cool because I was like, hey, this horse is digging my vibe.
I think you learned something about yourself in that moment.
The horse really liked the way I look.
And that you like kind of like the way horses look. Because you were looking back. That's the thing. Let's pump the brakes.
Listen, man, I'm not making love to
a horse. Pump the brakes.
I'm just putting that out
You're
there.
You're talking about the horse presenting to you.
I was like, that's cool, man.
But what we're not talking about is how excited about that you are.
Because it's almost like, daddy still got it.
No, you're like looking around the room like, is she looking at me? That's what, and you're like, daddy's still. But yeah, like you're looking at me like, are you seeing this, dude?
The old man still got it,
yeah.
Nephew. Meanwhile, it's probably just a teenage horse that doesn't know what to do. It's like fucking horse hormones. Like someone stick an arm in that thing and calm it down, please. Well, I'm just saying, dude. I want everyone to feel good, man.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, horse people, man. Yeah, babies are fragile, dude.
They are.
Horse babies, man.
Yeah, first times, man. That's one of my favorite things in life.
How do you describe that moment, man?
Which moment?
That love moment there, dude. How do you describe what? This is what we were talking about last week.
Okay.
I think I figured it out, man. Describe to me right now what a mango tastes like.
What else is off limits? Like, is anything off limits?
Tell me what a mango tastes like.
It kind of starts with the like a leathery outside of texture, and then it smells kind of evergreen, almost like a pine tree in smell. And then the flesh is deeper, orange yellow. It's nice, almost a golden. Let's see. When you bite into it, if they're ripened, this is, I'm describing a good tasty mango, right?
Hold on. Is it wrong of me that a little bit of blood is flowing to my penis right now?
Reggie? No, I don't think that's wrong.
Because the way you're describing that mango, things are...
Is it sexy?
Things are happening.
Okay, okay. Sexy mangoes. Okay, mangoes are...
Don't look at my hands.
Continue. I won't watch your hands. So then you bite into it and let's see. It's kind of like definitely tropical. It tastes of the tropics. It's definitely not from around. So it's a faraway fruit. So that's spiking your brain already of like, oh, forbidden. And it's kind of, there's almost, I want to say banana, even though it's definitely not the thing that comes to mind. Orange, pineapple, tropical vibe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because what you just did was try to describe a mango by relating it to all kinds of other things.
Okay, that's where I thought we were going with that.
That's what love is. You can't describe what love is.
That's what everything is, though.
Things.
It's not just love. It's
no, I mean, I could describe a baseball to you.
That works for anything.
I could describe a baseball to you right now.
Not without using anything else.
Well, yeah, it's a ball. It's a ball.
You just used a ball. You just compared it to a ball.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. So it's a rubber. It's a rubber core wrapped in leather, yarn, and stitches. That's what it is.
Right.
It's a baseball. Right. But then when you get to things like emotions, that's when it gets funny.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But when you're trying to describe sensory things, you have to relate them to other things.
Exactly. Which is like where I'm going with the words here that don't have translations. They're all words for feelings.
Right, but you can't describe the cooler things in life.
Yeah.
You have to describe them relationally.
Yes, because there's not words for it. Ineffable.
Right, it's ineffable.
Right.
But the more I focus on that kind of stuff, the more the mom-pa luncheons happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or the more that I want to meet Stephen Drost.
Yeah, and you went back to get water.
Right, now I'm drinking tequila with him and talking about his children.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to name drop or anything like that, but it was a big deal for me, man. I really wanted to meet this dude, but the more I was like, whatever happens, happens.
I like that approach more, like really well. Of course, wanting, that's the game is fun because it wants, that's the part. This is a wanting factory. That's what this earth is, right? We just want stuff and think it up and go get it. But my favorite little moments are like, I didn't know I wanted this dope purple Nike fanny pack that holds Topo Chico's. I didn't even know I wanted it. And now I have it because my homie gave it to me. And the unexpected moments when you release and let go are great too.
Yeah.
Just ride the wave.
Well, it's fun. I used to think just if you could like, you know, a stone imagery here, a stone in a flowing river that you had the game beat. I don't think that's the answer, man. I think it's how you have a centered mind. But I think you literally have to go with the flow, like the hippies used to say. Become the river. Become the flow.
Yeah, man. I don't think we talked about this. And I don't think I've really talked to you about it. So I'm ready for this one. That morning when we got in the water off the coast of Rockaway and you guys were swimming and it was super cold and you were like body surfing.
It was awesome.
And I'm just watching and I knew how miserable it was. I knew it was going to happen. So then I'm screaming, right? Like yelling because I know. And I dove in. I swam underneath the first wave and got in, met you guys. And then literally on the first wave that came through, I body surfed it all the way back to the shore.
You did, man. Like a beach whale.
It was crazy. It was.
It's because you're up under the moment.
Exactly. And I never did it again. I tried for 20 minutes and then we gave up.
No, I tried too, man. And I couldn't.
I never surfed one again. The first one, because I was just in the moment. And I wrote, like, you guys both looked at me like, did you guys see that? And I'm like.
Yeah, it was like a 15 second.
I wrote it all the way back in, dude. I was the wave because I wasn't fighting it. I was paddling perfectly in tempo with it. I want to call it her. I was right there with her, dude. Like, I know, man, right? Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun when you...
You saw that.
It's fun when you take the masculine quality out of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like when you think of the ocean as a...
oh, I do. She's like a salty.
Pretty lady, man.
But yeah, so I was just right there with her. And she carried me all the way to the shore. So it was some Moana shit hard.
Yeah.
It really was.
Moana.
Like, think about the Moana scene. Like, it was the same thing when you saw it with your own two eyes. It was the ocean picking me up in that little bubble and taking me up. We all laughed.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was like you let go of the Jared enough to come join my brothy waters, man.
Exactly. And then it kind of
give you a little treat
showed
here, bud.
You guys through me in that moment too, where you got to see it happen. We all chuckled.
Yeah. And then once we got out of the water, our time with Black Rabbit was over.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It was very metaphorical.
It was. Ride the wave. Ride the wave.
Ride that wave, baby.
So yeah, just the, I want to leave it on this for the week. I wanted to like give people a thought or a meditation of the hide and seek thing. Like it ties in with what you were saying and what we're saying here about the flow and being in the moment. But if you try to break it down, that God created the world and could do anything he wants. But then he got bored because you can do anything you want to do. So then he split himself up into us basically. And then we can do anything we want to do. And then we get bored. So he just made us forget, right? So it's hide and seek. So I've been stuck in this thing of playing hide and seek with the universe all day, every day.
Are you playing right now?
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing it for just about a week, really. It was definitely in my head for the Des Moines trip and everything since we got back from New York, basically. But I've been playing with it, and it's so much fun. It keeps you present. It's a fun game. Because what I've kind of found is once you get onto the game, it has to up its game to keep itself entertained. It's like the game has a consciousness. So once the
universe is playful, man.
Yeah, once you're onto it, think about it. Anytime you're playing hide and seek, if as your kids grow,
it's a fundamental game.
If they get better, think about your children. As they grow up, if they get better at hide and seek, you've got to play a few more shit to freak them out. So if you let the universe know you're onto it, it'll up its game. Keep you guessing.
Right.
And of course there's danger there because you got to keep it positive because it'll come fuck you.
Right.
Yeah, it will. It'll be like, oh, who's cocky now? Slap you down real quick. But if you keep it real positive and be like, okay, I'll play, but do your love, serve, remember thing. So just combine it with this. Yeah, it is. Yeah, what's on your mind? Let's end it. We're ending it. You good, man? All right.
Adios. 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 Adios.